When you think of the Pribilof Islands, what food comes to mind? Probably not produce. The people of St. Paul Island are working to change that. With a federal grant, they've built a greenhouse, and it's so productive, they're giving away the produce. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel has more.
St. Paul's greenhouse isn't what you'd imagine. There's no big glass structure. All the windows are covered from the inside. It's underneath the city's grocery store, on the first floor of a building. It's hydroponic. Blue and red LED lights hang suspended above the plants. Pumps fill the room with white noise.
Just trying to find a big one.
Dallas Roberts manages the greenhouse. He drops by on a recent afternoon to harvest 6 heads of lettuce.
Yeah, he's been growing for at least close to a month and a half. And they're fantastic.
The 19-year-old grew up on the island. He says the availability of fresh produce is a big deal in St. Paul. There's only one shelf for it in the grocery store. Lauren Devine is the co-director of ECO, the tribe's environmental conservation office. She says problems with cargo shipping mean that by the time vegetables hit the shelves, they're already rotten.
I mean, we ran out of like carrots and potatoes and onions that are cold cellar, long storage type vegetables, and they were spoiling and going bad.
St. Paul's greenhouse was built with more than $400,000 in federal grant money. The goal is to produce high-quality, affordable food for the community. At first, the idea was to build a traditional, all-glass greenhouse. But when Devine joined the project, she scrapped those plans because she didn't think it was sustainable. A box greenhouse kit would have to be barged in, and because St. Paul is volcanic, the same would be true for fertilizer and topsoil.
It took a lot to change everybody's mind from thinking of, like, they were going to see this glass building to coming into a hydroponics operation and seeing the lettuce grow without soil in this very different, almost alien-looking way.
The cost of running the hydroponic greenhouse is so low, they're giving away the produce. The electric and water costs are covered by the Aleut community of St. Paul tribal government. Plants can grow inside the greenhouse year-round. Right now, they're producing about 60 heads of lettuce a week. Plus, there's tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, cilantro, and more. There's even an outdoor garden with potatoes and kale. Devine says kids are some of the biggest advocates for the greenhouse. They even ask their parents to get lettuce.
When you can sit down and have a meal with rutabaga and seal and potatoes and carrots, and it's all coming from St. Paul, then it really shifts their view of subsistence too. It can be all food. You know, it can be all the food that we grow, and I can grow this at my house, or I can come down to the garden and harvest it, and it's from here and it's our food.
There have been problems. The heat in the greenhouse is provided by the grocery store above. When the business adjusts the temperature, it can kill the crops. But demand for the produce is so strong, Devine has plans to expand. She has her eyes on a new warehouse space that could fit a greenhouse twice the size of the current one. That may allow ECO to sell the extra to Trident, the local fish processing plant, for their salad bar. For now, the greenhouse staff gives away the vegetables. They can donate to the food bank and share with elders. Remember those 6 heads of lettuce Dallas Roberts cut? A few minutes after he harvests them, he delivers them to the local tavern.
You might have to wash it, but okay. They're the best ones we got.
The cooks will use it for tomorrow's dinner.
Thanks.
Indian tacos. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in St. Paul.